Service call. AC runs but the house isn't cooling. Field flow for the call where the equipment runs, but the house won't cool. Confirm the complaint. Roll out airflow first. Then read the gauges as a set to land on charge, restriction, condenser, or capacity. From the LodgeMy HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. Both units are running. The blower is moving air. The condenser fan is spinning. The compressor is humming along. And the customer is still hot. Supply air feels coolish but not cold, or the system runs non-stop and never satisfies the thermostat. This is the it works but it doesn't call, and it almost always lands on the refrigerant slash airflow side rather than the electrical side, because everything is energized and turning. Your goal is to figure out why heat isn't moving, and you do it by reading the system as a state, not by chasing one gauge needle. Walk it in order. Confirm the complaint and the conditions. Put your hand on the supply air, then the return. Measure the split with a real thermometer, not your palm. Note outdoor temp and indoor humidity. A system fighting a 100 degrees afternoon with the doors propped open isn't broken. Ask what changed. Did it die slowly over weeks leak or quit suddenly component? Roll out airflow before you touch the charge. This is the step tech skip and regret. Pull the filter. If it's gray and packed, that's your lead. Check the blower wheel for a coating of dust. A clean filter in front of a caked wheel still starves the coil. Look at the evaporator for dirt or partial ice. Confirm the blower is actually on the right speed for the tonnage. A starved coil mimics low charge perfectly on the suction gauge. Check the condenser side outdoors. Dirty coil, cottonwood mat, a fan that's running slow, or recirculating hot air against a wall all raise head pressure and kill capacity. Feel the air coming off the condenser. It should be hot. Lukewarm discharge air means it's not rejecting heat. Now put the gauges on and read the whole picture. Suction, head, superheat, subcooling, and the indoor split, together. One number lies, the set tells the truth. Interpret the state. Low suction plus high superheat plus lowish head plus low subcool to undercharge or a leak. Look for oil stains. Weigh the charge. Find the leak. Low suction plus high superheat plus normal slash high subcool to restriction clog dryer, stuck TNXV, kinked liquid line. The subcool stacking up is the tell. Feel for a temperature drop across the dryer. High head plus high subcool to overcharge, or a condenser that can't reject heat. Dirty coil, slow slash dead fan, recirculation. Clean and confirm fan amps before condensing charge. Near normal pressures plus weak split to airflow problem you missed, or the equipment is simply undersized slash overloaded for the load leaky duct in a hot attic, massive solar gain. What normal looks like R410A, moderate day, supply to return split, about 16 to 22 degrees across the indoor coil at normal humidity. A 6 to 10 degrees split screams airflow or low capacity. A 25 degrees plus split usually means low airflow over the coil. Suction. Roughly 115 to 135 psi set about 38 to 45 degrees. Head. Roughly 350 to 425 psi. Condensing temp about 15 to 25 degrees over outdoor ambient. Superheat. TXV about 8 to 12 degrees. A piston system varies with conditions. High superheat anywhere points to a starved coil. Subcooling. Commonly about 8 to 12 degrees on a TXV system. Manufacturer's spec wins over rules of thumb. These shift with weather and humidity. Use them to spot what's abnormal. Not as pass slash fail lines. Common faults and what they mean. Low charge from a leak. The slow fade complaint. Long run times. Low suction. High superheat. Sometimes sweating or ice on the suction line. Find and fix the leak. Don't top off. Dirty slash blocked condenser or weak condenser fan. High head. High subcool, marginal cooling that's worst on the hottest days. Restriction, high superheat with low suction, but subcool that's normal or high. Temperature split across the dryer confirms it. Airflow starvation, dirty filter, plugged coil, caked blower wheel, crushed return, low suction with normal slash low superheat, high split, undersized slash overloaded. Everything reads near normal, split is okay at the coil, but the structure gains heat faster than the unit removes it. Duct losses in a hot attic are a huge hidden cause. Tech tips and gotchas. Clear airflow first, every time. More low on refrigerant calls are actually dirty filters and plugged coils than anyone wants to admit. Adding gas to an airflow problem makes it worse and can freeze the coil. If the coil is iced, you cannot read charge. Thaw it fully fan only, fix the airflow or charge cause, then read. Discharge line temperature is a free clue. A scroll running with very high discharge temp often points to high superheat slash low charge starving it. Check the duct, Not just the equipment, a perfect 18 degrees split at the coil with 80 degrees air at the far register means the cold is leaking into the attic, not into the house. Two readings make a data point. Five make a diagnosis. Commit to writing down suction, head, superheat, subcool, and split before you decide. Safety/code notes. De-energize and verify before pulling the condenser panel. Bleed the run capacitor. A dead cap can still bite. Recover and handle refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F any time you break into the sealed system. Wear eye protection on the gauges. Liquid R for tannic and flash freeze skin and eyes.